Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Welcome to the TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast. I'm Adam Cattrall. Pleasure as always to be in your company. There's only one place to start today as Euro 2020 got underway over in Rome as Italy beat Turkey. And here's how it sounded live on TalkSport and on my show, the Euro Sports Bar Weekender.
Knocks it wide to the right-hand side, and it's Berardi inside the penalty area from a tight angle, and it's gone in! And Italy lead! And a goal from Demiral! And finally, finally for Italy, the breakthrough in Rome, the breakthrough in the Eternal City, the first goal of Euro 2020!
What a pass from Locatelli!
Berardi crosses, Spinazzola at the far post, chests it down, hits it right-footed, great save by the goalkeeper, Immobile! 2-0! Poor clearance by the goalkeeper. Falls to Barella. And now Immobile edge of the D. And now Insigne right-footed! Insigne scores! It's 3 for Italy! It is a dream opening night for Roberto Mancini's side. What a start to Euro 2020 for Italy. It is Turkey 0, Italy 3, and it is as comprehensive as it gets.
They've been brilliant. Not, like I said, not only with the quality of that front three, but their work rate has just been outstanding. And I think it's something that Mancini has clearly worked very, very hard on, getting back to what made Italy so great in the past, which is, as a team, being very, very difficult to break through. And that starts from the front.
Yeah, I think you can't get too carried away. But what I liked about this game was one team who were trying to win the game, one team that were trying to nick a goal, wasn't there, on a counter-attack maybe.
Yeah.
Playing very defensive, a lot of players behind the ball. And as an attacking player myself, you want to see the attacking team go out and win. And maybe old Italian teams would have played like Turkey today. But fair play to Italy, very attacking, a lot of players flying forward. And I've not seen an Italy team play like this for a long time.
Look, I think they've sent a message to the rest of the group that if you want to qualify certainly top of the group, then it's going to take something special to budge this Italy side. But the rest of the group, I think, is very, very much up for grabs.
Elsewhere, Jose Mourinho was a studio guest on TalkSport Breakfast on Friday morning as we continue to build up towards this summer's tournament. He discussed a whole host of topics, including England's chances, some of the former players he's managed, and why Jack Grealish reminds him of Figo. He really did say that. But here, he picks his starting 11 for England's opening game of the tournament against Croatia, a game you can hear live on TalkSport tomorrow afternoon.
My opinion, I would go with Anderson in goal.
Milan work it in here. Ibrahimovic, what a save! And Dean Henderson from close range. There are a few better reaction stops like that.
Centre-backs without Maguire, I would go Stones and Mings. I think Mings, good leadership qualities. He's an aggressive guy, good
quite
personality.
Quite a few clean sheets as well, I think.
Stones is very fast to deal with space, so I think Mings. Right-backs... You can throw the coin and the one is perfect, but I would say Kyle.
A magnificent piece of defending by Kyle Walker. An overhead kick which prevents a certain goal.
And left back, I would go with Chilwell. I wouldn't think twice, I would go with Chilwell.
Yeah, Chilwell.
He's intelligent, he covers the space the diagonals inside very well. He's dangerous in attack. He's good in the air. He's good on set pieces. He can defend well a possible long build-up from Croatia on the first phase. So I would go Anderson Walker.
No thought of Shaw? No. He's had it now?
No. Chilwell, I think definitely. A good season. But I think Chilwell, the way he sings, very calm under pressure. I like Chilwell. Then midfield, there is a player that I love.
Bellingham! 1-0 at Borussia Dortmund. And it just broke for Jude Bellingham on the edge of the area. And the 17-year-old has lashed it past Edison into the top right-hand corner.
To play with Rice, I would say Bellingham would be perfect. But maybe this first game, maybe Calvin Phillips with Rice. In here, I would have doubts because I think Bellingham is the perfect player to play as the second midfielder with a guy like Rice. Then Harry, untouchable.
Harry Kane! There's your piece of history. 5-0 to England. The first man ever to score a hat-trick in consecutive appearances at Wembley.
And then I think Grealish, untouchable. And the best position for Grealish is coming from the left, which creates a situation which is, for me, Rashford can only play there. I think when he plays on the right, he is completely lost.
Mm.
They are totally broken. He doesn't find it. He's very good on the left, attacking spaces, but Grealish, for me, is tremendous. And what he creates and the personality... give me the ball.
He reminds me, my
Figo.
Figo's having to operate even more attackingly now. He really hits that one. Oh, that is just sensational from Luis Figo.
Figo, I had him in different periods in my career, but I had him in his last season as a player in Inter. And even in his last season, he was like, give me the ball and I resolve the problems for you. The way he gets the ball, the personalities, the way he attacks people, gets fouls, gets penalties.
Yeah. He shields the ball when he runs, powerful. Very, very good.
I like him very much. Mount.
The number 10.
As a number 10.
Yeah.
And because I like a lot, but that's something very personal, I would play Foden, Mount, and Grealish.
So, it took the former Spurs and Chelsea boss less than an hour to cause some controversy, saying it was a no-brainer that Ben Chilwell starts over Luke Shaw. Wonder why he said that. The latter of which, of course, he managed at Manchester United. He also selected Mason Mount in his 11, and the Chelsea midfielder reacted to those comments when speaking to the media ahead of England's Euro 2020 opener.
Pulisic to his right. Is this the moment? Pulisic trying to commit Courtois. Plays it in, and it's on a plate for Mason Mount. Chelsea lead by 2-0.
First of all, chapeau to Frank, because everybody speaks about Tuchel did this, that, and he did. But I don't forget that Frank, in the Champions League, won the group for them.
Wilson with a great ball into the area. Here is Mason Mount, comes inside, scoops it in, and Mason Mount has done it. And Derby County, right at the start of the second half, have the goal they were looking for.
Obviously, the faith he put in me to bring me to Derby, first of all, and to play me, and that valuable experience I gained in the Championship really, really helped me. And then obviously going back to Chelsea and the faith he's shown in me then to play me, even through the tough times, to really stick with me, it give me a lot of confidence.
Even myself, when I saw Mount the first time, I was commenting for television, and I was saying, I like this kid Mount, but I don't think he's ready. Still, come on. Frank went with him, gave him everything to explode, and I think the kid has incredible football brain.
From him, it... a legend in the game, so means a lot coming from him. But most importantly is what we do in the training ground, what we're working on, and what the gaffer thinks. So we're working hard and I'm ready to go.
Kane then flicks it in the path of Mount, who squeezes it in for two. Excellent play by England.
No, I never take that for granted. That you're playing for your country, you have to give it everything and show you can step up when the moment's there. In training, we've all been working so hard and getting ready for the game, and you never know what can happen. So, we're all ready and obviously raring to go.
And it was announced late last night that both Jordan Henderson and Raheem Sterling are to receive MBEs in the Queen's birthday honours. But will Jordan Henderson, MBE, be fit enough to start for England against Croatia? That's the big question. And that game's live on TalkSport tomorrow. Now then, Wales begin their Euro 2020 campaign against Switzerland this afternoon in Baku. A game that is live on TalkSport at 2 p.m. It will be the first major tournament for caretaker boss Rob Page, and the first as captain for Gareth Bale. The forward hasn't scored for Wales in his last 11 internationals, but isn't too concerned as they look to emulate their heroes of 2016 and go on to the latter stages of a major tournament.
Obviously, I know I haven't scored for a while, but I've made, I think, maybe 6-7 assists in that time, so I'm still contributing in terms of goals. I'm not worried. I know where the back of the net is, and hopefully if a chance arises, I'm able to take it.
If he's not scoring goals, it's not the end of the world, because like we did against Hungary to qualify for the Euros, he set, he put the cross in for Aaron's header.
The first was an absolute beauty, created by Gareth Bale down the right, whipped into the six-yard box. And Ramsey's leap will be one that goes down in Welsh folklore as he headed the ball beyond the Hungarian goalkeeper.
If he's not scoring, he's supplying goals. And that's, as a wide man, as an attacking forward, however he plays, if he's not scoring, it's important that he's playing a part of the game and setting goals up, and he's certainly doing that.
Ramsey! Yes! Wales won! Ramsey! And it is Aaron Ramsey who has scored a brilliant goal for the Welsh.
No issues with Aaron whatsoever. I think he said yesterday when he'd unpressed that he's in a good place mentally, physically, and that's great news for us.
All good, and looking forward to Saturday.
Here comes Bale. Over the wall! Yeah! Gareth Bale for Wales! It just had to be him!
Obviously, I think it's going to be a massive honour to wear the captain's armband. It's a huge honour anyway, but to be leading your country out into a major tournament is going to be one of the highlights of my career.
To play for your country is a great honour, and thankfully, I got to captain my country as well, so to be head coach leading the boys out, that group of players in there are outstanding, and the staff as well, so to lead those out is going to be a great moment for me, but... an extremely proud day.
Gunter's ball inside the area. Vokes! Oh, it's in from Sam Vokes! Wales are in the semi-finals of a major tournament for the first time in their history. They have beaten Belgium by 3-1.
You just believe that we have to take it one game at a time. We have a very difficult group to get out of like we did last time, so we have to... to work really hard against these three difficult teams, and we'll take it from there.
That would be the message. Go and play with pride and do the supporters pro.
Now, away from the Euros, the West Ham manager, David Moyes, has verbally agreed a new 3-year contract with the club after guiding them to Europa League football next season. Shortly, we'll hear from a member of his coaching staff, but first, the former Liverpool midfielder, Danny Murphy, and former Crystal Palace owner, Simon Jordan, react to the news on White and Jordan.
The final whistle blows and West Ham United are off on a Europa League adventure. What an achievement for David Moyes and co, as I'm forever blowing bubbles, rings around London Stadium.
Well, I think it's a very well-deserved contract. Kind of had to go back the second time and prove his worth again, and did it brilliantly well. They had a wonderful season. So it makes sense to give him the contract. Keeps continuity, seems to have the players on board.
David has now put himself back on the map. The David Moyes that was in trouble at Sociedad, in trouble in Sunderland, in trouble with himself, at odds with the fact that he lost his way after Man United, unfairly, I might add, being taken out of Man United so early in his tenure, because it was always a poison chalice, and perhaps he should have been bright enough to be aware of following Alex Ferguson was not going to be something anyone could really do in the short term. And now, following the situation 8 years later, David Moyes will be given a completely different landscape at Manchester United. But now you've got the real bona fide on his game, learnt from all his experience, top draw, manager in David Moyes,
and more than confident,
yeah. but not arrogant, with not confident to the point where people disappear up their own backsides, but confident to the point where he knows his worth, he knows what he's at, he knows where he's going, he knows what he wants. It's interesting that he's chosen to stay at West Ham, because there would have been, I suspect, a lot of interest in him, because his credentials were back where they once were before.
Sure.
And David now has an opportunity to build something with West Ham. The challenge is everyone is going to get exponentially better next year than they were this year. Is it a fundamental opportunity for West Ham to build further, and is he a key component and a key signing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Rice surging into the penalty area, might go it alone. Declan Rice! It's 3-0 to West Ham! The skipper with the crowning glory, and West Ham's European adventure can begin now, all right?
We should be rightly excited by next season. Next season's going to be tougher than this year. And it'll be tougher for teams that have achieved great things, like Chelsea, like Manchester City. It'll be tougher again, because all your rivals that have so-called underachieved, their eye is concentrated solely on getting better.
Yeah.
And if you think what you achieved last year is going to be good enough to sustain or improve you on those performances of last year, you'll be sadly mistaken.
So that's it for us. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you decided to get your podcasts. But don't forget, the TalkSport network has you covered with three more live games as Euro 2020 continues on TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
Ramsey steps up right-footed and scores! A very cool Panenka penalty from Aaron Ramsey, and Wales lead in Belgrade.
We go into any game wanting to win the game, so it's up to us to do the talking on the pitch.
Helped on towards Dirdiot. Shaqiri Ahmed! Oh! Sensational goal by Shaqiri!
The fact that their most experienced players haven't been getting a game at club level is a big deal. And Zerdan Shaqiri, who never been in a position to crack the 11 of a team as good as Liverpool.
The chance for a goal! Oh! Denmark lead! It's Michael Crandelli, the left winger!
I think they've got a great goalkeeper in Kasper Schmeichel. I like the centre-backs in midfield. So solid.
It's fired into the roof of the net by force! Here is De Bruyne. He fires for goal. And there is the equaliser for Belgium.
Kevin De Bruyne has had two excellent seasons.
Cheryshev! Oh! What a goal! Denis Cheryshev! He's done it again for Russia!
From 2pm on TalkSport, you can hear Wales's tournament opener against Switzerland before Denmark take on Finland on TalkSport 2 at 5pm. Our coverage then continues back over on TalkSport as Belgium face Russia at 8pm. You won't have to go anywhere else for coverage of this summer's European Championship. Don't forget, myself and Gabby Abon-Lahore are back on the radio at 10pm taking all your calls. Make sure you come and join us. There will be another one of these TalkSport Euro Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, probably with my dulcet tones on it, you lucky devils. Until then, in the words of Andy Goldstein, be safe, everybody. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.